Gamma responds to the White House's continued support of user fees. A contractor reports a helicopter down in Afghanistan. And the Citation 10 prototype has made its first flight. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 19th, 2012. The response by a White House underling to more than 8,000 signatures on a petition against aviation user fees has drawn a response from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. The administration spokesman revived the old pay-your-fair-share rhetoric and defended fees of $100 per flight as the correct policy in recessionary times. Gamma President Pete Bunce responds in part, quote, "We were hopeful that the White House would look carefully and constructively at their proposal. Instead, the administration issued a canned response based on previously available material that does not look seriously at the adverse safety and economic consequences of their proposal. If the administration took a more deliberative approach, we believe they would have come to the same conclusion that Congress has. General aviation user fees are a bad idea." Unquote. AAR Airlift reports a helicopter carrying a crew of three employees was involved in an accident in Helmand Province, Afghanistan Monday, while conducting operations for the U.S. Department of Defense. The company has confirmed that all three on board were killed. The families have been contacted. The company reports no passengers were aboard the aircraft. A recovery effort's underway and the cause of the accident is unknown. A dedicated hotline has been set up for employees and family members for updates and support information. A little more than a year after its public introduction at NBAA 2010, the Citation 10 prototype made its first flight on Tuesday. Cessna says the flight lasted more than 2 hours and included tests of stability and control, handling qualities, functional operations including the autopilot and auto-throttle system, engine operability, and avionics before landing at Wichita, Kansas Mid-Continent Airport, where Cessna's main manufacturing facility is located. FAA type certification is on track for mid-2013, with first deliveries planned for the second half of 2013. American Eurocopter announced Tuesday it has officially been recognized as the regional hub for maintenance, repair, and overhaul for Eurocopter EC-135 and EC-145 customers in North and Latin America. The certification covers D-level MRO activities for all EC-135 and 145 airframes, blades, and dynamic components. Still ahead, human rights protesters want a boycott of the Bahrain Air Show. British Airways apologizes for panicking passengers over the Atlantic. And Russia says a failed Mars probe may have been attacked by the U.S. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 19th. I'm Paul Plagg. A London-based human rights group is attacking Farnborough International Limited for its role as a consultant to organizers of the 2012 Bahrain International Air Show, which is underway now through Saturday, and is calling for a boycott of the show. The Bahrain Freedom Movement has called for the show to be canceled after demonstrators were killed by the government during pro-democracy protests in Bahrain during 2011. Spokesman Suna Akhtar declared, quote, "Due to the widespread political unrest in the country and the number of deaths of peaceful demonstrators, we call for the boycott of the 2012 Bahrain Air Show," unquote. Freedom Movement, based in London, is showing solidarity by calling out Farnborough for its role in organizing the show. The firm replies, quote, "Farnborough International Limited are engaged as consultants to the Civil Aviation Authority in Bahrain, organizers of the Bahrain International Air Show. Therefore, the decision as to whether or not the show should go ahead does not lie with Farnborough International Limited, unquote. The Bahrain government has admitted to the use of excessive force during last year's demonstrations. The owner of a turboprop aircraft has retained an attorney and filed suit against a Groton, Connecticut FBO and its owner after his plane was damaged by a fuel truck while in for repairs. TheDay.com reports George Sampas flew his 2006 Cicada TBM to the Groton Airport on August 9th to be repaired by Landmar Aviation. In his complaint filed in U.S. District Court, Sampas alleges FBO employees completed the repairs but then backed a fuel truck into the plane, forcing it off its chocks and damaging the tail and fuselage. Sampas explained in a phone interview with The Day, quote, "The fact that they didn't have adequate safety procedures in place is irresponsible. They advertise themselves as being a safe FBO," unquote. The estimate for the repairs is $400,000, but Sampas also wants $20,000 per month for loss of use and claims that even after repairs, the plane won't be worth what it was before the damage was done. He wants a total of $690,000 in compensation, or for Landmar to buy the plane from him for what it would have been worth before the accident. British Airways had to apologize in writing to passengers of its Miami to London flight last Friday after a crew member reportedly hit a wrong button and triggered an automatic PA system warning to prepare for ditching in the Atlantic. Duncan Farquharson, an engineer from London, told The Telegraph he wasn't sure if the flight crew realized just how scary their mistake was for passengers, saying, quote, "Imagining yourself plunging towards a cold, watery grave in the middle of the Atlantic is a pretty horrific thought, but they seemed very blasé about it," unquote. Michelle Lord, another passenger, told the paper, quote, "People were terrified. We all thought we were going to die. They said the pilot hit the wrong button because they were so close together," unquote. The Telegraph reports that the warning to prepare for an emergency water landing came over the speakers about 3 a.m. while the plane was at 35,000 feet. British Airways reportedly told the paper it is sorry for any passengers who experienced undue distress.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Oops, my bad.
And finally today, Russian space officials, who've run up an embarrassing string of recent spacecraft failures, are saying that there is now a theory that the failed Phobos Grunt Mars probe was a victim of interference from radar used by the U.S. A former head of Roscosmos said tests will be conducted in which equipment similar to that used on Phobos Grunt will be exposed to radiation that mimics exposure to U.S. radars. The test will be one of several conducted in an attempt to determine why contact with the probe was lost. AFP reports the current head of Roscosmos, Vladimir Popovkin, openly said failures of its spacecraft often occurred over the Western Hemisphere. While he didn't use the word deliberate, he did say, quote, "Today there are some very powerful countermeasures that can be used against spacecraft, whose use we cannot exclude," unquote. And this is the point in the story at which, if you have experience with cars or other consumer products made in Russia, feel free to roll your eyes. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.